This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend less time in line and more time riding your favorite attractions. Visit TouringPlans.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 213 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? This is Ed and welcome back to the show. On this week's show, what we're going to do is take a trip around the world, so to speak. Before I explain that, let me let you know who's on with me tonight. First off, we have Lisa. Hey, Lisa, how's it going?
Hey, Ed, how you doing tonight?
Doing pretty good. We also have Jimmy. Jimmy, how are you doing?
I am wonderful.
Good. Both Jimmy and Lisa are fresh off their live show last night. What was the topic last night, guys?
It was a kind of a hodgepodge show, but we did touch base on a few fun facts and figures, and then we also got into a small debate about animated feature films and what we thought were our best and what we thought were underrated.
Oh, very, very cool. Was there one underrated one that stuck out, or was there a bunch of them?
There was a few of them.
Yeah, I think Atlantis.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that one. That's a good one.
Mine was Meet the Robinsons.
Another good one, although that's on TV a lot, though, so I'm not sure if it's underrated as much, but definitely a good movie.
Yeah. And I took a recent release that I think didn't get as much credit as it should have with Cars 3.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I just had a flash on that. Yeah, we haven't seen anything from Cars 3 after it came out and disappeared. I guess there's just too much else going on in the Disney world.
Yeah.
Pretty much, because you're right. I have seen some of the characters from the, what's the words I'm looking for? From the Smash Up Derby. From the Demolition Derby, right. So, yeah, I guess they have advertised that, but you're right. It did kind of disappear compared to the other ones.
Yep. I hadn't even seen it yet. I'm going to put that on my list.
It is really good.
Well, definitely. Well, anyway, guys, for this week's show, we were talking about how, well, you know what? We're a month away from our last time at Disney World, and more than likely, we're going to get back down there again. But we're never going to get, or it's a long shot, to get to some of the other parks around the world. So what we want to try to do tonight is actually take a ride on a couple of the rides in the other parks. The way we're going to do that is all three of us are going to watch the same video at the same time, and kind of talk about it as we go along. We'll try to describe where we are, what we're looking at, and we're going to then basically kind of listen along too. It's the first time we've seen these rides, and I'm totally looking forward to it. And when I say first time we're going to see it the whole time through. Well, so what do you guys think? Is that a good idea?
Yeah, I was thinking almost like Mystery Science Theater without the comedy.
Oh, 3000.
Mystery Science Theater 3000. But
true, but
not comical. I mean, they spoof stuff, but the same idea. Watch a movie and kind of talk about it while it's playing. I'm also pretty excited for this first one because it's going to be coming to Walt Disney World.
Well, that's what I tried to do. So here's what we'll be watching: Tron first, we'll watch Ratatouille second, and then we're going to kind of go off the board because we're just going to take a look at the Shanghai Disney's Pirates.
So the first two are attractions that we already know and have already received confirmation are arriving prior to or at least by the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World.
Yep.
Fingers crossed, we'll see.
Be here before you know it.
Okay, so let me get the first one going, and we're going to be watching the Tron attraction. And I've heard nothing but good things about this, so I'm looking forward to it. And I have seen what the car looked like. when they started talking about bringing this to Walt Disney World, but I haven't seen the attraction. I haven't seen exactly what it does.
It's a light cycle, is that correct?
Yes, it's a light cycle, and it's kind of like loaded up like a roller coaster. So you'll have about eight of them or six of them together, two by two, or I guess, yeah, two in a row as you go back through it, just like you're sitting on a roller coaster. But you're sitting like you're on the Pandora.
I was about to say, is that harness going to be similar to like Pandora where it comes up behind you?
Well, I tell you what, let's take a look.
So okay. This ought to be interesting. I'm kind of curious about this ride vehicle.
So this one's by Keith Lapping, who did this video for us. And we're going to give credit definitely because we weren't here to take this. So we're right now in the queue line, and we're doing the standard back-and-forth Disney-like queues. It's a very airy, outdoor-type-looking area. It's covered, but very, very, like, lit. Reminds me, actually, of Disneyland Space Mountain.
Yes, it does.
A lot of metal work. Now, the guardrails are kind of metal work.
Just so lit up. So now we're inside, and we're in another queue, and the entire wall is like a light wall.
Giant television, you think? Kind of like what they do at the Frozen sing-along?
Oh, it just turned clear and we're seeing the track now. Yeah, it's definitely television.
That's freaking cool.
Oh, that was really cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Go ahead.
Yeah.
That kind of reminds me a little bit of Rock and Roller Coaster when you walk out that first room and it kind of gives you, sure. You see the car take off, so it kind of gives you a little preview about what's about to happen.
Yep, so now we're walking through some hallways, and it's clear glass with that Tron look to it. Awesome. So it's definitely got the blues around the edges and things like that all over it. Now we're walking past this area. It looks like there's tables and seats, but we're not going in there, and we're continuing on. Kind of like a Soarin' pathway where you're walking like kind of a little ways, but everything's Tron color. So everything's basically black, and you've got the white light pathways on the walls.
This queue is intriguing for a couple of reasons, and the first thing that I can think of is, why are we moving so much? Why am I not standing in line?
This may have been like a media event or something like that.
Or it's FastPass, or it's the first ride of the day.
Yeah.
One or the other, but definitely we are kind of moving through it as if it's the first ride of the day.
You know, it almost, like when the first time I did Flight of Passage, we waited like 2 hours. But I tell you, it wasn't too bad because it was the first time I'd been on it. So I really got a chance to really just kind of look around the queue. And when you're outside, it kind of sucks. But once you start getting in the mountain and the caves, there's so much paint. There's paintings all over the place and stuff like that. So it gives you a little time. When waiting in line gives you a little time to investigate a little bit.
And certainly like this right here, this just seems to be so much to look at and so much to watch. Right now you're watching
it does look
exactly like Flight of Passage.
Yeah, there's a restraint that comes up from behind you.
It's that last hallway before you get to, or not hallway, but the outdoor before you get to the safari. Because
that's exactly what I was
TVs
thinking of too.
Over your head that are doing the same video of what's going to happen as you get onto the ride. You've got one of the girls from the Neutron movie who fit up Flynn's son with the costume in the beginning. She's telling you what's going to go on. And now we're moving around to...
Look at all the glass. That's so cool.
A loading area. You know, I'm reminded of Space Mountain in Disneyland. This is almost like when you come into where you actually get onto the trains themselves. It's a wide open area.
Almost
a huge floating area.
Big area. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Star Tours when you first walk in. They got that big board that shows the flights and stuff.
Which there is a big board showing animations of the light cycles right now.
Yeah, so that's
very cool.
And
with
I haven't been to the Space Mountain in Disneyland. So I don't have that to compare it to, but
okay. Well, they're getting on the vehicles now, and just like the Avatar Flight of Passage.
It doesn't look like the ones go behind your feet, huh? Just go.
It does. Behind your knee. I just saw a little lever come down behind her knee there.
Oh, that's cool.
And then definitely a bigger thing on her back than what they have on. Boy, that's not comfortable at all, actually. That's pushing on your tailbone.
I'm sure
it's comfortable.
Yeah.
So now here we go.
This is the takeoff right here.
Oh, yeah. exactly what this is.
So it's a like a rock and roller coaster shootout.
Yeah, so it swings you around into an area. Probably they're probably going to stop right here and wait a minute.
In front of us is daylight, so we're definitely going outside. And left and right is black
Steven,
with the blue lights.
Steven Tyler screams in 3, 2, 1.
Not in this one.
Yeah.
Oh, we're outside, but under a dome.
In a dome, and it looks almost like an.
How interesting.
Nice.
Oh, that's
and we're
definitely
speeding right over the pathway.
Right over people.
I feel like I'm in the Mall of America.
That's freaking cool.
I think we're into the we're into the Tron part now. Indoor, just like Rock and Roller Coaster, everything's dark. We're moving around with a lot of lights going through lit hexagons all over the place. Very Tronish, just like actually Test Track has a little bit of the look.
They definitely, I said that before. They definitely could go on a Tron route with Test Track the way it's lit with all the blue lights.
Oh, no doubt. Well, there's another light cycle we're competing against with his trail, the orange guy.
Oh, he blew up. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
We did it. Yay.
That's it?
No, I don't think
right,
so.
Right, that's...
No, you gotta turn
okay.
up here.
Well, it looks like we're coming out.
Looks like it slows down and maybe propels you again, because it doesn't look like you're moving very fast right there.
No.
And, but a... Is that it?
Oh, that
that's
is
it.
Right.
That's it.
Well, good thing there wasn't a big line for us today.
Yeah, right. It looks cool, though.
Well, and everything, even the unloading bay, it's the same because it's the same area. It's all black with the red and blue lines everywhere. The light tracks, I guess they'd call them. The light cycles.
Here's where
cool.
you got your photos.
Oh, that's where you
nice.
Purchase your photo. Oh, magic
we're
medallion.
Right outside of the store.
Oh, Tron Mickey.
Oh, the Tron Mickey.
That's so cool. Tron merchandise.
So we had Mickey and Donald both dressed in the Tron black suit with the blue on them.
That's awesome. So in true Disney fashion, the ride exits through a gift shop.
Tron hats. Oh, those are cool. Tron pens, and then the light cycle, like the flame coming out the back or the line it makes, is the pen itself you hold it right with.
That's cool.
That's kind of funny.
Hey, guy. Is that a press
journal
coin?
Book?
Oh. I was thinking it was a press coin. Yeah, I thought it was a press coin case. Coffee cup.
Oh, that's
kind of
cool. Look at the
cool.
mug with the wheel.
The front wheel is the coffee, the loop on the coffee mug. That's cool.
There's another one with a cover. That's the Tron disc for the cover of it, the top.
That's neat.
800 yen or whatever. Not bad.
Steel.
I'm not sure what Chinese denomination is. Standard medals and pins and stuff like that there. Clothes.
More pins. Keychains.
That's like my favorite thing I've seen so far is that Tron Mickey.
Yeah, I need a Tron Mickey.
I like the mug.
My life.
Didn't they have any outside of Mission Space, maybe?
A Duffy Tron.
That's what this store looks like. This looks totally like Mission Space. I just saw some discs over on the side, too. Hopefully we'll look to the right. Oh, mini ears with hexagon light-up ear parts.
Oh, look at that.
Like Tron ears.
Can't see it. Oh, 599.
Something.
Something.
That's a cool
jacket. Yeah. I would take that for Christmas if one of you guys wanted to get it for me. Oh, a Tron backpack.
Oh, I check it out. I've seen these before.
Tron
it's kind
backpack
of like
a, with a rain hood on it.
Does it have a hood?
It's got a rain hood on it.
I've seen these before. Not Tron,
cool.
but I've seen these.
That's freaking cool.
My kids
need perfect
that
for the bus stop.
Bus stop. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, right?
That's awesome.
I'm surprised we haven't seen those around. Well, that's China. We'll see them soon.
Right.
Oh, there's
the Donald and Pluto's.
Pluto's.
I'm surprised we didn't see Goofy.
I need a Tron Pluto in my life.
Okay, so I tell you what, guys, that was pretty fun look at Tron Light Cycle Ride. I wonder if they're going to keep the same name and keep everything like that.
I have to imagine they're going to look at pretty much the same setup. You know, they've got the ground.
Yeah, I would think so. And they're talking about building it right behind the racetrack in that whole, like, smoking area pathway and on the other side of the train track. Are we going to shoot out over the train track, maybe? Over the train?
Maybe.
Oh, you might, but I think they'd keep the same overhang as well, given the propensity for rain. That way they can keep that attraction rolling regardless of what the weather is.
Right, and it does look Tomorrowlandish big time. And I tell you what, guys, what we're going to do is in the show notes on Podbean and on the blog, we're going to have links to the videos we watch, and we're going to try to make it so that you can turn the video on at the same time and then kind of listen in on the audio too, so you can kind of catch out what we're doing.
Shout-out to at Keith Lapinig.
Yep, totally great video. Him and his buddy did really, really
yeah,
well.
Yeah, so it's at KEITHLAPINIG if you want to follow him.
Awesome video.
Yep.
Cool. Okay, so let's move on to Disneyland Paris, and we're going to enjoy the Ratatouille attraction.
I'm excited about this one, too.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait for this. And I tell you what, I'm pretty excited just because we're not even starting it yet. We're looking at the first photograph, and I'm looking at Epcot. It looks a little bit different. Like, it shook up, but it kind of looks a little bit as we're coming into Epcot.
You could see how it
would
fit, for
England.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, this will fit right in, right over there in France in the World Showcase, and they've already broken ground for this attraction, so I'm really excited.
Really?
Yes, they have.
That's really good to hear. Now, this one is done, again, on YouTube, and it's by the Disneyland Paris Guide, which I did not know that existed, and I can't wait to check out some more of their stuff.
ELP Guide.
Okay, so here we go.
Click subscribe.
You can hear the music already in the background, Ratatouille. Now, we're walking into the Ratatouille attraction as if we're walking from UK over the bridge through the different planners into the France movie.
So this Ratatouille ride has a regular entrance, it has a fast pass entrance, and good to note, it has a single rider entrance, and that's something I really hope that they take advantage of at Epcot.
Yeah. Oh, I did see that. And it's five minute wait right now, too, so it must be the first ride of the day. And we're walking through hallways. Kind of reminds me a little bit of, and we're inside. It looks like the...
You're outside. We're inside, but you're outside.
Right.
It's the...
And there's a Cousteau talking to you. Cousteau.
It's the roofs of Paris.
Yeah, that's cool.
And the Cousteau sign is talking.
Just like it did in the movie, you know, he's... He comes to life and talks.
I wonder if he speaks English. Because that was French. It just started again.
That's cool.
That was a hidden Mickey there.
Yes, it was.
He held up the
fans. And held the fans up.
Good catch. Good catch. Is the fifth star out?
He lost the fifth star.
Oh, okay. Started so.
Very cool. That's a cool sign because I didn't even think that would animate.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
And we're walking through the streets of Paris now. We're still online.
This is very reminiscent of what the ending of Norway of what
yes.
Neil's going to be. Because you're inside, but it looks like you're kind of outside at night. Pretty cool.
I'm thinking we must pass Gaston a couple times, and maybe the message changes when we do see him again. This also looks a little like the Frozen ride in the beginning of it, where it looks like a little town as you're walking
through
the line.
Oh, good point. Yeah, well, that's
what. This is exactly what
well,
it is.
Well, that's
the
exit. Yeah, that used to be the exit of the
restaurant. Yep. Oh, there's our 3D glasses. That's a good sign.
Like that.
Pick them up. So we're walking through a hallway of brick and stone and, here we go. The loading bay.
Interesting.
Looks like the maitre d' is going to be seating us in our car.
That's cool. Great costumes.
In our seats, yeah.
What are the little mice? Sure is.
It does.
Get a little tail on the back.
Buddies.
Yep. You're riding on Remy. Oh, they,
oh, look how they're sliding around.
Yeah, they just like, free float. They're not on a track.
Very cool.
There's a attraction like that in Disneyland that Sam did on the live stream. It's like Luigi's Tires
something. Yep, we did that when we were out there too. It's a fun attraction. And they free floats, but they're on tracks. I mean, it's underneath the ground.
Right.
Because
magnets, I guess.
So that's what this is.
Is it magnets, you think?
I'm not sure exactly the technology to it. I don't think magnets as much as it just guides them.
Or you think it's just programmed into each car on where it's supposed to be at any specific time, and they can coordinate it with like a computer?
That's a good point. I'm not sure exactly. Sounds like a blog post.
Yeah, that's interesting, yeah. I wonder if it's like on some type of grid that it knows where it is in relation to the floor, and it's each car's program and...
Oh, sure, I totally think that.
Ratmobiles.
I would think that maybe this attraction uses 3D projection with motion-based ratmobiles, plus heat, smells, and many more physical things.
That's cool.
We just had a little pop-up on the video. You guys will see it. We're looking through the window. Oh, there's Rat. There's Remy. And Gusteau.
And Gusteau. The ghost of Gusteau.
He's on the window looking through to the restaurant, I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's got to be. It's got to be like a skylight into the restaurant. Or the windowsill, I guess.
So, the car took us here. Oh, we need a little bit of 3D, actually.
You're looking down into the kitchen.
There he goes. Oh, we're in the kitchen. Look out as we run through the kitchen. Very cool. Really good quality.
This is a great video. I mean, it's a little hard to watch because we don't have 3D glasses, but, I mean, the video is very good.
Still not that bad.
Yeah, the video is very good quality. DLPguide.com did a great job. This is cool.
It's your mouse size going through the kitchen, underneath the stove and into the refrigerator. Ooh.
Look at the pastries.
There's Emil.
Look at the pastries.
Emil's eating some grapes.
There's a dead fish hanging above you.
Oh, and the cars themselves now, we're going through the refrigerator.
Yeah. We're actually in the refrigerator, in the cooler.
Wow.
This is amazing.
It's freaking cool.
Back into the kitchen. Wow, there's a lot of rats running around. A lot of us are running around, I guess. We're the rats.
Yeah, we're
the rats.
Right. Ratmobile. That's awesome.
Uh-oh, under the stove. Under look at the flames. That's so cool.
See the
that's amazing.
I wonder, and you know what? It probably gets hot. I guarantee it gets hot.
Oh, I bet you can feel it. Yep. That's right.
We're in the dining room now. Oh, we saw those are the wheels on the side.
Oh,
on the
under the little trolley, yeah. Yes, and there was the food critic.
We're moving on. So it seems like we're moving on through the like scenes, I guess.
Yeah. We're like in the wall now. In the ventilation or something. Oh, that's a giant hand.
Oh, this is great. So you're moving all over the place now.
This almost feels a little bit, dare I say, Spider-Man-ish from Universal.
Oh, I wish I could tell you. I don't know.
You kind of move around with projections on the screen.
Sure. This is incredible. This is really nice. So now we're in another room where it's a full projection of the kitchen again with us going down to help them cook because it's all rat production now.
Yes.
Spider-Man-esque, Lisa.
I tried desperately not to say it. I bet you get wet there.
I bet you do.
Sure. A little spray of champagne.
Might even smell the champagne like you do.
It better
in,
be real champagne being in France.
Like Fantasmic. Not Fantasmic. Mickey's PhilharMagic. You get the smell of the champagne.
There we go. Nice little ending scene.
Lots of rats.
If you walk out of this ride and the store does not have food, that would be a crying shame.
Yeah.
Right?
Because we just left the dining room with the rats.
Looked like a really good 3D guest.
Sure. Oh, and now we're back out into the loading area, dining room-ish area looking thing. So just the loading area is like freeform cars on the flat surface.
What is that on really the other side? Is that really a restaurant, or is that just like a projection?
I don't know. We just have to
look. They just panned again.
I'd say
that's a restaurant.
I'd say that's
an actual restaurant. Yeah. So there's a restaurant. So there's a restaurant that you can look inside into the and kind of like from Pinocchio's Village House. So you were saying about exiting the ride and food. It exits into a restaurant instead of a gift shop.
Look in the restaurant. It is the restaurant we just left from the ride because it has all the vines. It's where the rats were just eating.
Yes.
It was Remy's restaurant.
That's such a great theming. Oh my god. Very cool.
Okay.
The free floating technology there is fascinating to me.
And what Jimmy was saying earlier is probably true in a lot of different ways, meaning it could probably be programmed where they all know where they are, kind of that drone technology, but with the cars on the ground. It could also be in the ground, where they have those like wires in the ground all hooked up everywhere that they would follow in a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, guaranteed it's computer driven. It's just a matter of how the hard tech would kind of work with it.
Right.
That video.
Okay.
That video had like 1.7 million views.
Yeah, I could totally believe that. And you know what? It probably picked up a million once Disney announced they're going to be putting it in Disney.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, because everybody wanted to go see it. Yeah.
Everybody wanted to see what it was. And the crazy thing is that thing was published 3 years ago, more than 3 years ago.
Sure.
Well, you know, that is the number one attraction in Disneyland France. And the Tron attraction is the number one attraction in its respective part in Shanghai. So we're getting two of the best attractions at their parks are coming to us.
That's the best way they can do it.
Yep. It's almost like 2005 all over again.
That's when we picked up Soarin'.
Lights, Motors, Action.
And what was the other one that came?
There was another one. Another park. Soarin' came from California. Lights, Motors, Action came from...
Tokyo. Oh, no. Or did that come from Paris,
I think.
France. Yeah, that was France.
And something came from Tokyo.
I don't remember what it was.
Okay, we'll figure it out. Well, anyway, let's do one more. And what we're going to do is we're going to go to Shanghai, and we're going to see the Shanghai Disneyland Pirates. It's the latest version of Pirates, so it's got everything I'm pretty sure we're going to remember from the movies, all the current movies. And I'm hoping for a little extra technology. So
this one comes from SoCal Attractions 360. I've watched videos from them before, and they do a fantastic job.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay, here we go. So we're starting out right in the loading queue.
You haven't waited
right
all for
inside
this one.
Where the corrals are.
No wait at all.
No line today, buddy. Look at that. There's no line.
We lucked out tonight, guys. Riding around the world with no lines.
Look how big these ride vehicles are.
They are. They are pretty
big.
Huge. They're not as big as the Ellen ones, but they're definitely a lot bigger than the Pirates.
Yeah, way bigger than that. Yeah, way bigger.
The other thing that's really cool is it's very light. We're used to Pirates being very dark.
Yeah, this one's
down
lit
in
up.
The loading area and the entire ride. It's very, very bright.
The name of that boat was Elizabeth Swan, and that one, I missed it.
They had a little propeller on the back of that. So now it's our turn to drop into the water, and we're in the front seat, so we got a really good seat.
Here we go. Let's get the skull and crossbones that talk to you.
Oh, very cool. And we're going through, like, looks like a city, the basement of a city, or...
Kind of like where you end up in Pirates in Florida. Like a cellar or something. Sunken ship.
To the right, we have, just like in Disneyland, California, we've got a restaurant in this Pirates. I think I remember hearing that one's name's Barbossa something.
Hmm.
Very cool they repeated that.
I love
this. Is definitely feeling a little like California.
I love that idea that you can go eat at one of those restaurants and kind of like in Mexico when you can sit by the water and watch the ride vehicles go by.
But again, a lot different in that it was very light still. I mean, it's still kind of bright where we are now. We're going through some caverns with some dead pirate skeletons everywhere.
I mean, skeletons everywhere.
And this is, again, this is like Disneyland where they have those extra treasure rooms.
Oh, there's the...
Oh, check that out. It's the pirates in prison trying to get the dog's attention, but they're all skeletons, including the dog.
They all got long hair, like they've been there for a while. That's something different. Is that a mermaid? No.
So now we're heading into the dark, finally, like the cavern at Disney World.
Oh, that's the front of a ship. Still.
I'm sure she's gonna... Oh, look out. There's a skeleton driving the ship.
Yep, the helmsman.
Wait.
Oh, that was freaking awesome. That was so cool. How'd they do that?
It was a skeleton at the helm of the ship, and then lightning hit him. He lit up all bright, and then it turned into Jack Sparrow. It's like it filled right in.
It's an animatronic. It's not a projection or anything.
So was the skeleton projected on the animatronic?
It had. That's the only thing I can think of, that they darkened it and they project the skeleton. That's exactly what happened. See how it went dark toward the end?
So now we're past Jack, and we're going through this tunnel look appearance. I'm not sure exactly what this is. Oh, it's got to be a screen.
Yeah.
And what we're doing is...
We're underwater.
We're sinking to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, we're underwater.
Oh. Past a bunch of different ships and pirates and a shark...
Oh
wow, and you can see the surface
so
up there, way up there.
Incredible.
So now we're on the bottom. Uh-oh, that's the Kraken.
Release the Kraken.
Nice. Oh yeah, there's the water on the bottom there.
And they're walking around. How are they walking around?
They're pirates. I mean, they're skeletons.
Oh, were they skeletons? I thought they were.
Yeah. So now we're underneath inside one of the ships that are on the bottom, looking out at the Kraken. It looks kind of like Nemo's ride over at Epcot a little bit, kind of give you an idea of what you're looking through.
Now we're back top of the water.
Good. Yeah, but I think we're still underwater, but it looks a little dried out, because I'm still seeing above us where you can see the top of the water over there, and the ship's underneath.
I got you. Yeah, I think you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think you're right. Mermaid. Mermaid alert.
They're projected over here on the one side.
They're going to do something.
Yeah, they did them a little bit better in Disney World. Dinner. Some crabs.
Oh, that's cool.
So we just passed a couple guys in the...
stockade.
I'm not sure what they call it. Yeah, okay, yeah. Stocks. Underwater. We have to be underwater. There's a lot of treasure now around us, everywhere. And another big sunken ship. Isn't that the Davy Jones
ship?
Yeah,
I think so. That's the one with the big mouth on it. In the front of it, like, it opens up.
Right.
Seeing the Spartan helmet. It's weird.
And we're still in our boat on the water. And
oh, the hammerhead guy.
We need our Chinese guy. So now we're cruising a little faster through what looks like a cavern, and
Davy Jones playing the organ.
There he is. That's pretty cool.
That's a great animatronic.
He looks pretty mad.
That's pretty cool.
And you can see out his window. Okay, so we're continuing on. It looks like we're coming out of the cavern we're in, and all the ships are starting to rise off the bottom of the ocean. I guess whatever he said in Chinese was, hey, let's get all the ships and let's go fight somebody. So now we're floating back up to the surface with all the other ships.
Oh, cool.
Kind of like what was the Pirates? The third Pirates movie, the World's End.
Yeah, but all the Davy Jones' ship always comes from underneath the water.
Correct.
True. And there's Johnny again. Johnny Depp, Captain Jack in one of the ship's windows. Oh, you got to remember, we're in a boat, because we're going between two pirate ships now fighting each other, and in front of us is a really awesome big screen of other ships fighting. And it looks like they're all real, right in front of
you. That's cool.
Even the wave coming at you.
Wow, that's amazing.
They didn't pan over to the right there, but you could see, like, inside that ship on the right up there.
Well, that's where you're going, I think.
There's David Jones. You were going in there?
Yeah.
Because it looked like it was really... So yeah, we are. So
we're backing into a ship now. And we kind of reversed our course. So a little Norway-ish where we're going backwards. But we're seeing some great stuff. We're inside a ship that's sinking. And Captain Jack and Davy Jones are going at it.
Yeah, that's cool.
You're right, Jimmy. The detail is amazing.
Oh, my God.
He's got a dinghy.
That's almost all the water's coming in now. We're still going backwards, and, well, Jack just made it out. The ship's blowing up around us.
Yeah.
Wow.
I
didn't see that happen.
Yeah, that's cool.
Little hill.
That's cool.
But you're going backwards, so you didn't see it coming.
Very,
Maelstrom.
Maelstrom-esque.
Everybody's recovering now. You can hear all the people in the boat kind of like that nervous laughter.
Right. Oh, there's the dinghy.
There's the dinghy.
Yep, there's the dinghy. Jack made it. Oh, there he is.
So it looks like, I guess, the boat's turning
around. I think it's flipping around right here. I would guess.
And we're back in the caverns. And the first Jack animatronic in Disney World, it looks like we're coming up to that same guy. The one that's just standing there. Except this one speaks fluent Chinese. Ours is better.
Yeah, it is.
He was just winging around there.
Yeah.
Just the whole scene here. We're coming into the end where we're going to get out, and it's a big, like, mill. It looks incredible.
There's the dinghy again.
God, I almost don't even know what direction we're going in right now.
We're going left.
I mean, are we passing Jack again?
So what happened to this big pile here? There's a big pile of treasure on the side that looks animated.
Hey, look, map. Big Ben. Parliament. Wow.
Excellent.
Very cool. Yeah, that's cool.
We got to do this again sometime.
All right, let's do Shanghai trip.
Right. You know what I'd like to know?
2018 Disney Nerds Podcast Meetup in Shanghai?
There you go.
Based on,
2020.
Based on that actual ride, I'm curious to see what the ride structure looks like from the outside. What's the footprint?
True, and actually, in our nerdiness, we can do that really easy. Just go to Google Earth, and we'll take a look. We're not going to do that right now, but... I can't tell you how many times I use Google Earth to kind of check out different things at the parks or at the different parks around the world even. Pretty amazing stuff. Okay, guys, that's it for this week's show, Attractions Around the World. We're definitely going to do this again. That was just too fun. I hope it sounds as good as it was. And don't forget, we're going to put links to these videos in both the Podbean post and then also on our blog, thedisneynerdspodcast.com. We're going to have these links so you can actually turn the movie on and watch this YouTube video as we narrate. No, Jimmy, go ahead and tell them how to get in touch with us.
So make sure to click like button on the Disney Nerds Podcast Facebook page. Join the group Disney Nerds, all caps. Email us at jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, lisa@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, Ed. You get the picture. Twitter @TheDisneyNerds, Instagram @TheDisneyNerdsPodcast, and make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com.
Okay, guys, now as we're recording tonight, it is Thursday night and the Disney show was on TV. FYI, Disney Nerds are going to be on that show. So if you DVR'd it and you've listened to us tonight, go ahead and check it out. Do you remember when you guys were there or what it was?
Me and Lisa were in the shot, go down Main Street, when they were announcing Jason Derulo.
Okay, cool.
So we may have been in more shots. We may be even more shots than that. That's just the latest update.
And I saw messages pop up that Sam and Lucas were seen in one of the crowds. So that was pretty cool. Sam, Lucas' son. Who else?
I think Morgan's in there somewhere, but she's a little bit shorter. So.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, we're going to be getting pictures out of it. So check out the Facebook page or check out the Twitter feed. And, you know, check out the nerds in the crowd. Awesome. Very fun time. Very fun time. Okay, guys. Well, thanks so much for spending time with us this week. Lisa, Jimmy, thanks for traveling around the world with me. That was a really fun trip.
It was a lot of fun.
That was awesome.
Just give one last shout out. Make sure we get everybody to tune in on Tuesday nights on the Disney Nerds Podcast Facebook page for our live show. 9 o'clock every Tuesday, 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Very cool. Okay, guys, that's it for show number 213 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. We are your nerds, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
So long, everybody. So long, everybody.
It was fun the way it was, Lisa. Thank you.